Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, we're going to talk all about rosacea. It is cold weather and time for red Santa cheeks to pop up. We want to talk about rosacea. If you're someone who's suffering from rosacea, you may be experiencing extreme redness of your cheeks with weather changes. And rosacea is one of the most common skin conditions that people experience. It can cause anything from blushing and flushing on your face to acne, breakouts that look like you're having irritation, and adult acne can actually be rosacea. It's super important to recognize it, and we have so many ways to minimize and improve redness to give you redness relief. So what are some typical rosacea symptoms? For patients experiencing rosacea, you might see visible veins, swelling or bumps, kind of nodularity to the skin, definitely facial redness with blushing and flushing of the skin. That's one of the biggest signs. And you may also experience flare-outs and breakouts of your skin. Often there's a burning sensation as well. Patients can have rosacea at any age. It most commonly affects middle-aged women with fairer skin type, and it's very commonly not diagnosed correctly. Some things that can exacerbate or worsen rosacea would be weather changes like heat, extreme heat, sun, wind, extreme cold sometimes can trigger it. Definitely it's triggered by alcohol and drinking. It can be triggered by some of your skincare and hair care products as well. Swollen blood vessels is quite a common consideration. We even have patients with rosacea develop orbital or eye symptoms. So ocular rosacea can have dryness, puffy eyes, itching. Sometimes you can have a bulbous quality to the nose with large red bulbous nose and significant redness of the face. So for patients who have rosacea, I am a big fan of eliminating all of the factors that are triggers. If you're someone who's experiencing rosacea, there are great products available to reduce your symptoms, and many of them have anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, as well as benefits to reduce skin overcolonization with bacteria. So one of the first things that I'll do after we talk about eliminating hot drinks, spicy foods, red wine, alcoholic beverages, temperature extremes, sun, wind, excessive heat and exercise, drugs that dilate the blood vessels, including some blood pressure pills. We'd also talk about reducing emotions. Sometimes flaring and flushing of emotions can give you rosacea flare-up. After we do all of those things and we remove all your risk factors, then we can talk about treatment options. You might think that getting a peel sounds like a way to exacerbate or worsen rosacea, but in actuality, sometimes laser treatments and peels can be quite beneficial for the treatment of rosacea. I will always recommend sunblock. That is number one thing. Number two, moisturization. If you have ocular rosacea, artificial tears, we will often put people on medications like vitamin A derivatives, antibiotics, and topical treatments that reduce the colonization of bacteria on the skin surface. Rosacea is often treated with doxycycline. It can be mistaken for other skin conditions like seborrheic dermatitis. And if you've tried and failed medications, come back to this idea that perhaps if you may have undiagnosed rosacea. Some drugs reduce just the symptom of flaring. So for mild or moderate rosacea, your doctor can prescribe you a gel or a cream that shrinks the superficial skin blood vessels. This is something like brimonidine or oxymetazolone. And those are known in as the generic names. The trade name would be Mirvaso or Rofade. And results can happen even within 12 hours. So it significantly temporarily shrinks these blood vessels, and you have to continuously use the medications to see the results. But it's great for going out. Like you're going out, you want to look good, you want to eliminate redness, think about Mirvaso or Rofade. Other topical products control your breakouts and acne when you have milder rosacea, and that includes like azelaic acid, Metrogel, and ivermectin. And these are things your derm can prescribe. These take longer to show results, 2 to 6 weeks, and they do help to reverse some of the topical bacterial overcolonization of the skin, which can contribute to the rosacea. Doxycycline is an oral antibiotic, which I often use. I often prescribe that for patients who have moderate to severe bumps and rosacea irritations. And then sometimes we might do oral acne drugs, like very powerful ones that can clean it up, which are isotretinoin or retin-A derivatives. But you can't use these during pregnancy. You certainly got to see a specialist to use them. Laser therapy is an option because it'll shrink redness on the surface blood vessels, making them less visible, and takes repeated treatments. But in general, avoiding the lifestyle triggers, protecting your face with sunscreen, treating your face gently, don't excessively rub or scrub, and use products that are not irritating, so avoiding things with alcohol, urea, menthol, and then eliminate redness with some makeup. You can balance redness with green tint in your makeup. There are many makeups available that can do this. Think about coming in to get seen. I love to use our rosacea bundle, which is my skincare line. And even if you don't have rosacea, that little bit of mild inflammatory quality to our skin looks flawless when I use my triple shot serum that has a ton of green tea in it, as well as our post-treatment cleanser, which is super gentle, hydrating serum, and our night quench, which is densely rich in ceramides, peptides, and green tea derivatives. Green tea, when it's really high concentration, it will improve your rosacea within a month. So try the triple shot serum for sure. So guys, that's a little update on how to not get red Santa cheeks this season. Rosacea is one of the things that's so bothersome and people just live with it. You might think you're Irish, you're ruddy, skin toned, that you're just born to be red. You don't have to be born to be red. I want you to turn it around with ingredients that calm and soothe your skin. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Stay happy. Love you and enjoy this holiday season. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. Our website is the same. It's www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our rosacea bundle, especially the triple shot serum and the night quench and the hydration serum. These are lifesavers and really great Christmas gifts too. And don't forget, we're here every Tuesday doing a longer podcast and our 5-Minute Fridays. If you rank, rate, and review the podcast in the Apple iTunes store, take a screenshot of your review and DM it or email it to us at info@beautybydrk.com. We'd love to send you a deluxe size sample of our skincare. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.